வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of July 1971 in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, very good. Suchidang simukangihi yuga brashta sanjayate. When Arjuna asked Krishna that persons who are trying to make perfection in the bhakti yoga, because the Maya's influence is very strong. Anyone practicing bhakti yoga, sometimes he may fall down. But there is assurance that even one falls down, there is no loss. That has been advised by Narad Muni, that tvaktva sadharmam charanam bhujam hare bhajan napakota patetato jadi. Just like in our movement, somebody joins. A few cases have happened also, that joined, doing nice, but all of a sudden drifted from our society. So, Narad Muni advised that even sometimes somebody may not continue, but falls down, there is no loss. Tattva sadhanmam charanambhujam. And those who are sticking to their work, prescribed duties, but not in Krishna consciousness, what they are gaining? Let's try to understand. A person, say out of sentiment or some other influence, he joins this movement, Krishna consciousness, but could not follow strictly the rules and regulations and falls down. But Narad Muni says there is no loss, even though he has fallen. But another person who is sticking to their material activities, a material karmi, is thinking, what these people are doing, simply wasting time. Let us do our duty. Let us produce something, so-called production. So Bhagavad says, such person who have very nicely done their materialistic way of life, duties, but has not taken to Krishna consciousness, what does he gain? This is the comparison. One joins this movement, due to some reason, immaturity, he falls down. For him, the assurance is that he does not lose. He is still gainer. But one who is sticking to the material duties, but does not take to Krishna consciousness, the Bhagavad says, what does he gain? It is a very important question. The spiritualistic duty, transcendental duties, Krishna consciousness duty is so nice that even if you fall down, whatever you have done, that is your guaranteed property. That is your guaranteed property. And anything, whatever you gain in this material world, suppose you become very rich man, good factory working. But as soon as this body is ended, everything is ended. You lost everything. These things will not go with you. Your factory, your skyscraper building, your millions of dollars, bank balance, that you'll have to leave behind you. You have to go with your work only. What you have done, pious or sinful activities, that will go with you. The result of pious activities and sinful activities will go with you. But in Krishna consciousness, whatever you have done, it will go with you, and to give you further chance, you will have your birth in two nice places. Suchinang simatang gihi. Those who have fallen from this Krishna consciousness platform, due to many reasons, maybe, he is guaranteed next life a human form of life. And where? Suchinang simatangi will take your birth in a nice devotee or Brahmin's house or in a rich man's family. Not only your human form of life is guaranteed, but also in a better house, in a better family. So these children who are born in our Krishna consciousness society, they are those children, those who could not finish Krishna consciousness last life, they have been given to take birth in the family of devotee husband and wife. Therefore he is playing karma. Otherwise it is not possible. He had practice in his last life. Therefore he has got the chance, again he's remembering and playing. This is the fact. So we have to study from the shastric vision. Shastra chokhusha. How you'll see? You'll see through the authority scriptures. So these are the statements of authoritative scriptures. Suchinang simatange. So this child is born of a devotee father and devotee mother. Now he'll again begin from the point where he lost last life. Suppose Krishna consciousness he executed 50%. So he'll begin from this life 51%. That 50% was in his talk. But ordinary karmis, 10% lost. He has to begin another chapter of life according to his karma. Either he become a man or dog, there is no guarantee. If he has maintained a dog mentality, then he'll get a dog's body. All this property he made in this life goes to hell. He becomes a dog. If he has maintained a dog, and if he has maintained a God's mentality, then he becomes a God also. But that will depend on his work. But generally, the karmis, they are not very good mentality. So there is risk. You do not know. Karmana daivanatrena. The judgment will be done by the superior authority. And he will be given a particular type of body as he has maintained the consciousness. Therefore our business, this Krishna consciousness movement is to train the followers to Krishna consciousness so that next life he gets Krishna consciousness atmosphere. If not promoted immediately, directly to the abode of Krishna, that is also possible. Madhyajinopi janti maha. Those who are my devotees, they come to my place. Krishna says, See, if you perfect your Krishna consciousness in this life, then you are guaranteed to be promoted, to go back to home, back to Krishna. If you do not perfect, then next life is guaranteed a very nice human body, either in a rich man's family or in a Krishna conscious family. Just try to understand how nice this moment is. Thank you. Yes. Now here is a question. If one takes a birth in a rich man's family, how it is good? Nowadays, actually, practically always, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita, bhogai sajja prasaktanam taya aparhita chetasa. Those who get facilities of material sense gratification, bhog. Oishajya means great opulence, wealthy. For them, it is very difficult to come to Krishna consciousness. In other words, too much richness is a disqualification for coming to Krishna consciousness. But it is not always the same. There are many persons. If they are associated, they do not associate with spiritually advanced men. That is their defect. They think the spiritual advancement is poor man's business. They have no sufficient to eat, therefore they are chanting Hare Krishna. What they can do? We have got this factory. We have to go to the factory. That is their mentality. Therefore it is not good. But if one is intelligent, if he has got good association, then he understands the verdict of Bhagavad Gita, Suchinang Simatangi hi Jugo Bhrishta Sanjay. If he thinks that I have got this opportunity of opulence, I have nothing to bother about my living and eating, I am born rich man, why I am given so much chance? Because last night I executed Krishna consciousness, yoga. I could not finish, therefore Krishna has given me this chance that I will not have to bother about my eating, sleeping. I save my time and engage myself in Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, due to bad association, they think we have got so much money, father's money, for nothing, without any labor. So either let me become a great sense enjoyer or a hippie, that's all. This is due to bad association. Therefore it is our duty to go door to door and inform them the message of Krishna without any discrimination so that they will come to Krishna consciousness. All right, you know.